Okay, we got through the connect just planes and the things that are left are compound and some other kind of interesting things. So I'm going to, my memory is that we got through the connect eights. Actually, I don't remember what the connect 9A is. That's just a select, so I think we've done those too. Okay, so we're on the compound. Okay, so this one is just a simple compound. I used array, which means that I can use either the number of the field or the name of the field down here. And I went with state equals Massachusetts and city, one or the other. The thing to watch out about is the parentheses and the quotes. I have a quote starting the select over here, and so I have the quote ending the select there. Okay, but then the whole link thing is inside.
Yeah. A few of us got caught in that.
Yes.
I spent a good 30 minutes trying to figure out why it didn't work, and then finally it hit me out of looking at it.
Right, right. So you've got the parenthesis out here with the link, and then so the parenthesis comes, but the select is in quotes, and yeah, right. That's why I'm pointing it out, as I have gotten trapped as well. Okay. Okay, and then the next one. What am I doing? Okay, so this one again is starting. Whoops, where did I just lose that? Okay, this one is just Mass and City is Fall River, or Rhode Island and City is Providence. Okay, and again, I've now got the quotes ending that one because that didn't have internal quotes, internal parentheses rather. So it's just simply the quotes in the. The problem with the other one is I had an internal parenthesis. And so if you like internal parentheses, because I could put a parenthesis around that and a parenthesis around that. A lot of people like to do that grouping. And if you do that grouping, then you run into, I'm going to have a quote before, parenthesis before the double quotes. Yeah.
All right, my question is, how you have like the row, if you have ID number in it, what exactly does that do? Do you know how you can just have like row 1, 2?
Right. Oh, okay. That goes and follows. If I have either array or associate, then I can use the name of the field. Name of the field being the name that is on donor. Okay, so if I have either associate or array here, that gives me, array lets me use both the number and the name. Associate is just the name and num is just the number.
You use array all the time,
you don't get into trouble, right. So if you use array, I can have either the name or the number here. Okay, and it has to be the name. Now, where I find the number is when I'm too lazy to go look up what the name is. And the number is nice because if I know, for example, that ID is going to be the first field.
So well, that nothing from there is going to pop up and like say ID number. It's using the name instead of.
Right. If we go in and at some point we probably should do that anyway.
Are you recording?
I think I am. Yeah. Watch my red lights.
Check your battery level.
Yes. Okay. So if I look at these, what was the name of that one?
9-0-K. Last 3 days.
Okay, so this is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. Okay, so connect 9, compound B. What else does it say?
A, okay.
Compound B, okay. Okay, so finally I got it, and what I'm seeing is Massachusetts, I think I got the wrong one, have I? Yes, this is C and that's B, that's why the answer's wrong. Okay. So that's showing me the ID, and I did a show me the ID concatenate, and that's one of the big things that I have trouble remembering is what symbols are concatenate in all of the different languages, but sometimes it's a plus, here it's a dot, so I've got ID number, dot, and then a single space, concatenated with the name, concatenated with the space. And then I'm pulling out the name, I'm pulling out the city, the state, and the year goal. So I'm pulling out all those fields for each record that is for Massachusetts, Fall River, and Providence and Rhode Island. Yeah.
You can't use the or, right? You don't need to use the plus, because I'm pretty sure in homework I use the or.
I use or in my homework.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Yeah, so it's...
It lets you do ands and ors, or pipes and...
There is no better way. He doesn't really. One's more professional than the other.
No, I don't think so. I think it's what you're used to. And JavaScript basically got me used to using those, so I tend to use those more.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
SQL got all us all used to, you know,
Yeah. So, I mean, that's fine. Either way, and I think I switch back and forth to some degree. But yes, you can use ors or you can use ands, which is a nice accommodation. Okay. Let me start erasing a few of these. Okay, the next one is connect D. And this one starts to basically point out that you can do a lot of the things, the SQL-y kind of things. So this one is saying select asterisks from donor where city is in. And I could use the between. I can use all of the SQLs that I can use. So here I'm saying city is in and I've got it set up. And again, the thing to watch is the single quotes have to be inside there and the parenthesis and all that. It's not as clean as if you're sitting at the SQL prompt typing a select.
Even if it is a parenthesis, you still need to use the single quotes, right? If you use
right.
A and it's still going to flag it.
Yeah. It may not have a clue what you're doing, but it will stop at that point.
Yeah, that was a problem I was having.
Yeah.
Some reason, like, then it finally hit.
Yeah, no, you have to be careful with that. Okay, and then E is showing a subquery. So I've got select asterisks from donor where state equals, and then I have select the state from donor where the city is Warren. Okay, so I'm going in and doing a subquery. And you can get as complicated as you want. So this one was E, right? Okay. So Rhode Island got returned from that because Warren is in Rhode Island. So Warren returned Rhode Island. And so once I had Rhode Island, now I'm saying where state equals Rhode Island. Okay, so Rhode Island got returned here. And now I've got where state equals Rhode Island. And so I've got as complicated as I want to with the subqueries. Actually, I want those down. And then F. Okay, so this is an interesting one. So what I've got here is I said I want the ID number and I use zero for that. Just to be difficult. Okay, so I use zero for that, and then the next one I use name. Okay, so in writing it out, I've got a zero, which will get ID number, which is the zero field that you're going across.
Yeah.
Then I flipped over to name. Then I came to, I wanted the substring of city, starting with two, going for three. And then I gave it a name of sub-city, which I can then use down here. So I gave it the name, sub-city is what I get from doing the substring. That's the alias. So I've got an alias for it. And then that alias can be used down here, just like I can use the name of a field. And say, okay, so now show me the alias. Okay. So if I do some kind of a calculation or I'm doing something with a substring that gets a partial, I can name it, and then I can use the name down below. Okay. Questions on that? And I just managed to make it go away someplace. Okay, where did I lose it to? There it is. Okay. And then the other version of that is the F version, and that is, actually I don't think I took a picture of the other one, and I should go back and do that. This one is F1, I think. Okay. So the other way that I did this is I said row zero, then I did name, then this was going across here, and actually row two gets that out, which I am not sure I thought was workable, but in experimenting at some point, I found that row two, so this takes this as 0, 1, and the next thing listed is 2. Which is kind of strange. I like the other one better. The other one makes more logical sense to me. Because I can have just up there select asterisks, And then, you know, it knows the names of the fields as it appears on the record. But apparently, it can also handle knowing this is the third thing in, so I'm getting row two. And it can handle that. So if I come down here, yeah, that is F1. Okay, so it works. And if I go back to F, that also works. Okay, so I get the same result from both. And then I don't remember what D was. No, D was just looking for an ID. Okay, so I put in here on D the ID that I wanted, which is 78900. And this one, I think, is the one that's not a valid ID. So if I run this, and what was the name of that? It was something D. Connect 9D is what it was. And if you run that one, Connect 9D, it does not give you a result. It just gives you that, because that was an invalid ID. If I go in and change the ID, I've got too many things open, as usual. Okay, so this one was an invalid ID. And if I change the ID on this, and I hate the fact that keeps popping up, and make it, I think 12121 is a valid ID. 12121.
You gotta get rid of 79.
You think so? Yeah, that's probably a good idea. You need to save it. Okay, I thought that was... Oh.
You gotta go back to...
Yeah, I'm doing a great job here. Keep correcting me. That shows you know where it's happening. Yes. Finally, I managed to get it right. And so if I put a valid ID there, it gets a valid ID. Okay. So that's just an illustration of how much you can do once you know these select statements and understand how the select works. You can really use it in here to pull back up anything that you want to look at. Okay? So now let me try closing just a few of these things. The rest of them are pretty much... I don't think you have them. I think they were just things I played with. That is just selecting asterisks from Dona and then putting out the things. And I kind of played around with the idea of putting out a header. But if I really wanted to put out the header, I've got to include some more spaces in there because it's going to be not really directly over the fields. But I can play around with that. Okay, so what I want to do now is go to third connect group. And I want you to bring up a database because I want you to do some stuff with this. Okay. So what you've got to do here is now we're going to start looking at maintenance and how you can set it up. The one I'm going to look at first is create table 14, okay. Okay. So this basically, I can do all of my creates and inserts in a SQL, a PHP program. So I've said, okay, link to this is the database. And then I said, create table, and I've changed the name on that a gazillion times. But anyway, I can create a table, and I'm saying I want an ID number as the primary key. I want a name, and I want an address. So I'm creating a table. Okay. And then I went down and said, okay, now I'm going to insert a couple of records into the table. And once I've inserted a couple of records into the table, I am going to do a select and show the records that I've inserted. Okay? So basically, copy this one if you can, will, and go ahead and create a table. Give it whatever name you want to give it. So if I change those sixes to eights, let's see if I got them all. This one is called create table 14, okay. And it came back and told me that it had connected successfully and then gave me the list of the records that I have in there. Okay. So I can create a table. I gave it a primary key. I gave it two other fields. Then I put in the data. And then I displayed the contents of the table. Okay? So if you take this and modify it, then you too can create this table. Obviously, you've got to change the database name as well. Okay? I had a database up there already, so you've got to change the database name as well. Indeed, I really do have both pictures. Why is it doing that? It will not let me take that picture. Thank you. Okay, has everybody got that one done? Okay, then you can go back in, and if you look at if you look at the ones I have here, I am doing just plain inserts. So this is just an insert that I put into the donor table. So I went back and I said insert into donor values, and I put up the record that I wanted to insert. Obviously, I can take in the data. I just did it with hard coding the data in on this one. But I can obviously have fields, and I can take in an HTML form, send the fields across, and then put the fields out as well. Okay, so this is putting in and inserting the data into the table. Okay. Then I have down here under 2, I've got, and then we'll look at some of the details, I've got a delete. So I can go in and delete a particular record, okay? And it will give me this error message, it will tell me if I am trying to delete something that doesn't exist, okay? So I'm going in and saying, if I have the affected rows equals 0, no record was deleted, else a record was deleted. So I can do the deletes. And I can go in and do a maintenance. So a maintenance is an update. So I went in here and said, okay, update donor, set the name equal to where I have a particular ID. So I can go in and update the record as well. Okay, so this lets me add, change, and delete records right within here. So go in, do an insert into that table we just created, and then go in and try doing a delete and try doing an update of those that we just created. Basically, you want to take that select statement that I had at the bottom of the first one and have that in a kind of a separate program. Why should I type wrong that? And there's a variety of ways, if you look at my examples, of finding out problems. So here I did an insert, and then I said I have my SQL query link SQL, and then if it worked, I've got a record added, and otherwise I have must have been a duplicate. So with this one, it must have been a duplicate. If I go in and change the ID, and maybe come up with one that isn't a duplicate, like 777. We'll try that. And I got a record added. So on this one, when I changed the ID to something acceptable, I got a record added. Otherwise, I got... And actually, that's not the one. It's that one. When I changed it to something successful, then I got record added because this was a new ID. Before, when I had an ID that had previously existed, I got the must have been a duplicate. So there's a variety of ways you can look at and do that. And notice that it allows you to go over into the next line when you're doing the insert. So I just have a comma here, and then I went down to the next line. Okay. So what I want you to do is play around with inserting some records, deleting some records, updating some records, and just play around with doing a little bit of maintenance. Has everybody got something added, changed, deleted? A few said yes, but a few are still working, so we will hold on. Have you got something done, add, change, and delete?
The duplicator.
Okay. So really, if you are working in PHP, you never have to really go into the SQL the way we did originally. That was more just to experiment with and play with SQL. But once you know the SQL, it can be carried over here and implemented through the PHP. And that makes life a lot easier. Okay. So on the bottom one, if you look at it, it's update donor okay. And that was the name, okay. So here I put up an HTML page. And I said, okay, I've got an HTML page now, and I want to change person. I think there's a person out there called 2222. And I want to make the contact person some name that I don't have before, Robert Anderson. Okay, so I'm going to make the contact person Robert Anderson. And then if I say click, it goes over and looks at the PHP. Okay, so my HTML one was simply take in two things. Okay, I just had the two things that were coming in, and then I called updated. I called the PHP, okay? And now I'm going to look at the PHP, and it is coming up like this. And what I've got, whoops, is the before and after. Now I put in 2222, et cetera, and that wasn't there. So there wasn't anybody for that. So I got a zero here. Notice I got a before and an after. Okay. So what I did is I listed all of my records here before, and there are all of my records. And then I lifted after. Okay. But what happened was, and again, I've got too much open. If I look at this PHP, okay, I went in and I started out and I said select asterisk from donor, and then I had a while loop to show me everything. Then I said update the donor, and then I put out the echo of the affected rows. Well, the affected rows was a zero. And then I went down and did the after, and I did another select from the donor and showed it all. Okay? So now what I've got to do is go back and look at that output and figure out what record I really want to modify. And I will go with 44441 or something like that. Okay? So if I go back and run the PHP, the HTML one again. Okay, so I'm going to run the HTML one again. And I'm going to put in the 44441. And then click and run. And so now 4441 had a person that was John Smith. And now it has been changed to Robert Ander, because I obviously did not make the field on the database big enough to hold Robert Anderson. Okay, so it's now Robert Ander. But you can see that the change happened. So I basically did that to show the before and the after, and you can see that the change happened, and the one indicates that that was the affected record. There was one affected record. So I went in and did it that way. So I'd like you to play with that a little bit too, mainly just to get the HTML. And if you notice, with the PHP now on this one, okay, I said, update said contact equal to, so the contact came over. Okay, so I brought over the ID number and I brought over the contact. So I brought them both over, this time using a post. And then down here I said, okay, update the donor, set the contact equal to $contact that came over. And where the ID number is equal to $ID number that came over. Okay, so I'm taking in the two pieces of data and then doing that change. Okay, so play around with that for a few minutes too. I basically want you to experiment today with this stuff. And then Thursday, presuming that we're here, given the snow, we will go over putting all this together into an update. Okay, this is another one that you can play with. I can do, for example, show columns from donor. So now I'm going to show and do more of a description of the table. And what this does is I'm doing print R. And print R will give you all of the information on each in piece of field, each field. So there's ID number, there's name, there's street address. So it is giving you all of the information about it, that this is a primary key, that's the size. If you look down, the name has a size of 25. The ID has an ID of 5. And the print R is a way of showing what I have as the structure of the database. And it shows it in this kind of a format. Okay? So you can go in and see your columns, see what your database looks like by using this, show columns. And that brings up the columns. And so when I then run it, as long as I do while row is got a result in it, it does a print R. And a print R shows all of that information. So that I can go in and use some of these tools to show what I've got, to see my columns. Okay. And then I'm trying to find the other one. So keep doing what you're doing, and I will find it. That's it. That's showing my tables. I'm having trouble remembering the names of things. Okay, this one is a list tables. So if I go back and say I want to see my tables, okay, list tables, donor okay is the real name of it. Okay, so here are all my tables. So if I forget what my tables are, and I have far too many of them, but this is a listing of all of my tables. Okay, so I went in here and said table list equals, and I did show tables. And then it says while there are still tables in the table list, put them out. And so I am putting out the name of the table. The only thing I'm putting out is the name of the table. Okay. So there's ways that you can do almost all of the kinds of things that you need to do. We just looked at, I can find my tables. If I forget the name of my tables, I can find them. And these are the kind of things that you write a little program and you have it sitting there. And then you can just go in and change the name of the database that you want to use. Okay, I'm talking about the donor database. Okay. So that also is a valuable one to be able to do. That's another show columns. And I'm trying to I've got too many of the show columns. I'm trying to think if there's anything I've got left. Because I think that is about the end of it. List tables. you ever want PHP info, just because it was sitting there, this will tell you everything about your PHP version. PHP info. So if I go in and put here that I want PHP info, and I can't spell something apparently. That's spelled right, isn't it? So why isn't it telling me that? PHP info was not found on this server. There it is. Does anybody see what I wrote wrong?
I-N-F-O. No, the I.
Oh, I had a capital I.
Yeah.
There it is. Love it. Yeah, your eyes are still working. So this gives you all of the information about the PHP version that you have. More information than you could ever want to know. And I think that about covers the third Connect group. I'm trying to find out if there's anything that I missed. And I don't really think there is. We've already looked at putting things out as a table. I think that does it. I think we have actually covered everything I wanted to cover today. So, any questions? Okay, so what we've looked at is how to do the insert, how to do the delete, how to do the update, and there's a variety of ways you can put in the errors to catch it if it's not working. And then you can show the tables, you can list the tables. There's one I was looking for that does a dump, and I don't see where it is. But you can do all of that and get all of this information that you want from SQL included in here. Okay. So next time I'm going to go through and do an update, but I don't want to start that now. I'm going to go through and do an update, and we'll see how you can come in, choose whether you want to do add, change, or delete, and then go off and do an update so that you're updating the file. But this took less time than I thought it would. So, you're done.
Can I ask a question about Boston?
Yeah. On which, on something here?
It's,
or?
It's one of the previous homeworks.
Okay, I will in just a minute. Let me see if there's any questions. Everybody comfortable with the idea of the insert delete? And as I said, if you bring it over from the HTML, then you use the data names in there, which we look at the end, which is the more practical way. Obviously, that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, you're not going to use the other way at all.
No.
In a business sense.
No, I was just going to ask.
No, you're going to bring it over in that one that I looked at that has the HTML.
So, I guess the way I'm thinking of it is if you were
here's
in a business
right there,
and you wanted somebody to have access to the table but not complete access, it would be an HTML page where they just put in the information and then you have your program that just makes it, puts it into the table without them actually messing it up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They'd be filling in an HTML, and what we're going to look at probably next week is doing it without the HTML page.
Yeah, because I'm looking
at it. So I can have it so it goes back and forth between the two. without having an HTML page.
All right, so I'm looking at this, I'm saying to do all this, to do an HTML page, I'd rather use SQL. I mean, it seems like it'd be 10 times faster.
Oh, yeah, but then I said that last one.
You're just doing like maintenance for yourself in a database.
Right, but that last one was the one that I showed you where I brought in the ID number and the contact.
Yes.
That's the one where you're going to say, okay, wait a minute. I'm taking in the HTML, and I just was changing, because I'm lazy, just the contact information.
Yeah.
But clearly, if I wanted to change it, and in fact, that's what the update goes through. Yeah. Because now you've got the problem of whenever you do an update, what field do they want to update?
Yeah.
And so when you're doing an update, that's what the problem is. When you're doing an insert, that's easy. I'm inserting in all of the fields. And if I leave a field blank on this HTML form, then that's fine. That just means that field is going to be blank on the database. And if it's not a primary key, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
But when you come to an update, what fields are you going to do? And when you're updating, you can either be adding information to a field that's empty, changing information in the field, or setting the field to empty if it's wrong, which is basically deleting information from the field. And so when you take the information in, you've got to have a way that the user can say, okay, what I want to do is add this information, and that's usually easy. If you put the information in, then it's going to either add it or delete it. If you leave it blank, what does that mean? Does that mean you want to delete what was already in there? Or did it mean, the problem is that leaving it blank could also mean I don't have any change. So you've got to have some kind of a way of indicating, and some people will put things like, put a minus in the field, and that means I want to delete the field, or write the word delete in the field, or whatever they want to do. And so, but the update is the tricky one, because you might just be updating the person's address, or they're just updating their phone number. And then how do you handle the fact that you don't want to touch the other fields? Okay. So that's the way you would do it. You would send it in, then that goes to the update donor. And in the example that I'm going to go over with you on Thursday, it goes through and does all of that checking, or more. I don't think I checked everything, but I at least gave you a flavor of it, of going in and checking it. And then I think I saw the dump that I had been looking for when I was looking down here, and now I've lost it because I moved it. Does anybody see one that says dump in the name? Dump. There it is. Okay. This one, is called DESC column spare dump, and then what was that in it? 12. Okay, this is another way, var dump is another way of getting to see the structure, and it gives you an awful lot of information you don't care about, but I'm giving you a dump of the information. Let me move the code over a little bit.
You would get every row.
So the print R, huh?
You would get every row in that case.
Well, this is again giving you not the content, but the type of field. So var dump is an alternate to that print R that we looked at. and that is just giving you the information. So there's the information about the ID number, more information than you ever would want to know. And then if you scroll down, there's the name, there's the street address. And you see the word array over here. What it does is it, when you define a table, it sets up an array with the first element in the array, the first field, and then it stores all of this information about each field that you put into the array, for each field that you're putting onto the file. And so, you know, it's giving me incredible amount of information, none of which, a lot of which is not going to be particularly serving my needs. But that's another way of seeing the description of the table, basically.
So why is it doubling up? You know, like sitting there, try and look at it the second, or the one that says right problem. You got a string of four for city, and then...
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, you thought...
I don't know.
And then it does it again.
Right.
Yeah, just curious.
Here it says field, here it says one.
Yeah.
So here it is telling you that it was the first,
just
because
like
that's the zero.
Like the associates or not, then maybe. You know, like this can be, can have a...
So this one is indicating that it's the second field, and the zero up there is indicating it's the first field, isn't it? No, I honestly have got to admit, I wasn't ever that curious. I wasn't ever that curious to actually explore and figure out what they are. What I want to go in there is find out the name of the field, the length of the field, and whether it's a primary key or not is basically what I want to know when I'm looking at the description. But that is a description of it. And that was the other one I was looking for, and I couldn't find it for some reason. Okay, I think we are done for real now. Drop table, I keep lying to you. Drop table lets you do a drop table. Okay, so if I want to get rid of a table, I can say drop table, first table, and it tells me whether it was able to delete it or not. Okay, so I can also get rid of a table that I have by doing this. There really is most everything that you want to do, you can end up doing it here inside PHP. Okay, we really are for real done. I think I've said it only about four times. And actually, I think I'll turn off the recorder now. Do you still